Buddha, or Buddha Gautama, also known as Shakyamuni Buddha, was a great spiritual master from ancient India. Born as Prince Siddhartha Gautama in 5th century BC, he would have naturally inherited the vast wealth of a kingdom. However, the prince one day left the palace life in search of spiritual knowledge. After years of contemplative seeking, the Buddha attained enlightenment under the Bodhi tree. He then shared the merits of his practice by providing a method for other sentient beings to be freed from the cycle of death and rebirth. The rich treasury of Buddha's spiritual teachings on universal truths are studied and revered to this day for their deep wisdom and compassion. Today we would like to share with you the sage teachings of the Buddha as he spoke with one of his disciples, King Pasenadi of Kosala.
Samyutta Nikaya, The Grouped Discourses, Dahara Sutta, Young. I have heard that on one occasion the Buddha was staying near Savatthi in Jetta's Grove, Anathapindika's monastery. Then King Pasenadi Kosala went to the Blessed One and on arrival exchanged courteous greetings with him. After this exchange of friendly greetings and courtesies, he sat to one side. As he was sitting there, he said to the Buddha, "Now then, does Master Gautama claim, I have awakened to the unexcelled right self-awakening?"
If, great king, one speaking rightly could say of anyone, "He has awakened to the unexcelled right self-awakening," one could rightly say that of me, for I, great king, have awakened to the unexcelled right self-awakening.
But Master Gautama, those priests and contemplatives, each with his group, each with his community, each the teacher of his group, an honored leader, well regarded by people at large, for example, Purana Kassapa, Makali Gosala, Ajita Kisakambalan, Pakuda Kakayana, Sanjaya Bilathaputta, and the Nigantha Nathaputta, even they, when I asked them whether they claimed to have awakened to the unexcelled right self-awakening, didn't make that claim. So who is Master Gautama to do so when he is still young and newly gone forth?
There are these four things, great king, that shouldn't be despised and disparaged for being young. Which four? A noble warrior, great king, shouldn't be despised and disparaged for being young. A snake, a fire, and a monk shouldn't be despised and disparaged for being young. These are the four things that shouldn't be despised and disparaged for being young.
That is what the Buddha said. Having said that, the one well gone, the teacher, said further, "You shouldn't look down on, for being young, a noble warrior of consummate birth, a high-born prince of great status. A person shouldn't disparage him, for it's possible that this lord of human beings, this noble warrior, will gain the throne and, angered at that disparagement, come down harshly with his royal might. So guarding your life, avoid him."
You shouldn't look down on for being young. A serpent you meet in village or wilderness, a person shouldn't disparage it. As that potent snake slithers along with vibrant colors, it may someday burn the fool, whether woman or man. So guarding your life, avoid it.
You shouldn't look down on for being young, a blaze that feeds on many things, a flame with its blackened trail. A person shouldn't disparage it. For if it gains sustenance, becoming a great mass of flame, it may someday burn the fool, whether woman or man. So guarding your life, avoid it.
When a fire burns down a forest, that flame with its blackened trail, the shoots there take birth once more, with the passage of days and nights. But if a monk, his virtue consummate, burns you with his potency, you won't acquire sons or cattle, nor will your heirs enjoy wealth. They become barren, airless, like palm tree stumps. So a person who is wise, out of regard for his own good, should always show due respect, for a serpent, a fire, a noble warrior with high status, and a monk, his virtue consummate.
When this was said, King Pasanadi Kosala said to the Buddha,
Magnificent, Lord, magnificent, just as if he were to place upright what was overturned, to reveal what was hidden, to show the way to one who was lost, or to carry a lamp into the dark so that those with eyes could see forms. In the same way has the Blessed One, through many lines of reasoning, made the Dharma clear. I go to the Buddha for refuge, to the Dharma, and to the community of monks. May the Buddha remember me as a lay follower who has gone to him for refuge from this day forward for life.
Piya Sutta, dear. At Savatthi, as he was sitting to one side, King Pasanadi Kosala said to the Buddha, Just now, Lord, while I was alone in seclusion, this train of thought arose in my awareness, who are dear to themselves and who are not dear to themselves. Then it occurred to me, those who engage in bodily misconduct, verbal misconduct, and mental misconduct are not dear to themselves. Even though they may say, we are dear to ourselves, still they aren't dear to themselves. Why is that? Of their own accord, they act toward themselves as an enemy would act toward an enemy. Thus, they aren't dear to themselves. But those who engage in good bodily conduct, good verbal conduct, and good mental conduct are dear to themselves. Even though they may say, we aren't dear to ourselves, still they are dear to themselves. Why is that? Of their own accord, they act toward themselves as a dear one would act toward a dear one. Thus, they are dear to themselves.
That's the way it is, great king. That's the way it is. That is what the Buddha said. Having said that, the one well gone, the teacher, said further, If you hold yourself dear, then don't fetter yourself with evil. For happiness isn't easily gained by one who commits a wrongdoing. When seized by the end-maker, as you abandon the human state, what's truly your own? What do you take along when you go? What follows behind you like a shadow that never leaves?
Both the merit and evil that you as a mortal perform here, that's what's truly your own. What you take along when you go, that's what follows behind you like a shadow that never leaves. So do what is admirable as an accumulation for the future life. Deeds of merit are the support for beings when they arise in the other world.
Atta Rakita Sutta, Self-Protected. At Savatthi, as he was sitting to one side, King Pasanadi Kosala said to the Buddha, Just now, Lord, while I was alone in seclusion, this train of thought arose in my awareness. Who have themselves protected, and who leave themselves unprotected? Then it occurred to me, Those who engage in bodily misconduct, verbal misconduct, and mental misconduct leave themselves unprotected. Even though a squadron of elephant troops might protect them, a squadron of cavalry troops, a squadron of chariot troops, a squadron of infantry troops might protect them, still they leave themselves unprotected. Why is that? Because that's an external protection, not an internal one. Therefore they leave themselves unprotected. But those who engage in good bodily conduct, good verbal conduct, and good mental conduct have themselves protected. Even though neither a squadron of elephant troops, a squadron of cavalry troops, a squadron of chariot troops, nor a squadron of infantry troops might protect them, still they have themselves protected. Why is that? Because that's an internal protection, not an external one. Therefore they have themselves protected. That's the way it is, great king. That's the way it is. That is what the Blessed One said. Having said that, the one well gone, the teacher, said further, Restraint with the body is good. Good is restraint with speech. Restraint with the heart is good. Good is restraint everywhere. Restrained everywhere, conscientious, one is said to be protected.
Apaka Sutta, View.
At Savatthi, as he was sitting to one side, King Pasanadi Kosala said to the Buddha, Just now, Lord, while I was alone in seclusion, this train of thought arose in my awareness. Few are those people in the world who, when acquiring lavish wealth, don't become intoxicated and heedless, don't become greedy for sensual pleasures, and don't mistreat other beings. Many more are those who, when acquiring lavish wealth, become intoxicated and heedless, become greedy for sensual pleasures, and mistreat other beings.
That's the way it is, great king. That's the way it is. That is what the Buddha said. Having said that, the one well gone, the teacher said further, impassioned with sensual possessions, greedy, dazed by sensual pleasures, they don't awaken to the fact that they've gone too far, like deer into a trap laid out. Afterwards, it's bitter for them, evil for them the result. Appamatta Sutta, Heedfulness. At Savatthi, as he was sitting to one side, King Pasanadi Kosala said to the Buddha, "Is there, Lord, any one quality that keeps both kinds of benefits secure, benefits in this life and benefits in lives to come?"
"There is one quality, great king, that keeps both kinds of benefits secure, benefits in this life and benefits in lives to come."
"But what, Lord, is that one quality?"
"Heedfulness, great king. Just as the footprints of all living beings with legs can be encompassed by the footprint of the elephant, and the elephant's footprint is declared to be supreme among them in terms of its great size, in the same way heedfulness is the one quality that keeps both kinds of benefits secure, benefits in this life and benefits in lives to come."
That is what the Buddha said. Having said that, the one well gone, the teacher said further,
"For one who desires long life, health, beauty, heaven and noble birth, lavish delights one after another, the wise praise heedfulness in performing deeds of merit. When heedful, wise, you achieve both kinds of benefit, benefits in this life and benefits in lives to come. By surpassing through to your benefit, you are called enlightened, wise." We thank you for your company today for Between Master and Disciples here on Supreme Master Television. Animal World, our co-inhabitants, is up next after noteworthy news. May the Providence grace your life with joyous days and peaceful moments.